Aliza Green, the person behind the curtain on this new project, is an assistant professor of curriculum and instruction in the College of Education and Health Profession at the U of A. She has a doctorate in psychology and years of clinical experience in the field, working with children and young adults with autism spectrum disorder, or ASD. So she's critically aware that for autistic students, leaving behind the structured high school life and security of home for the first time can be very disorienting.
Yeah, when a child is identified as having any kind of special need in elementary school, they get a lot of support. There are lots of folks in the building who are there to help, resource teachers and speech language people and occupational therapists and somebody who is kind of managing the whole thing for the sort of a case manager for the child. And that they have an IEP or a 504 plan, and they have all kinds of services in place for them as they go through the K-12 school system. But once they graduate, then what do you do with that kind of a kid? Some kids are ready to fly after that, but others continue to need support in order to be successful in whatever they choose to do after high school.
And there are plenty of students with ASD out there. According to the Centers for Disease Control, one in every 110 children have an autism spectrum disorder, some mild, others profound, up 57% just since 2002. While the cause is not clear, the rise in prevalence is attributed to improved diagnostic criteria, as well as informed parents, pediatricians, and teachers, who will often work as a team to provide appropriate medical and behavioral interventions. But what happens to those young people once they enter college? No census exists on students with autism currently at the University of Arkansas, but we do know 18 have signed up for support at the Center for Educational Access at the U of A, which works with students with disabilities. The civil rights of such students are protected under the American with Disabilities Act of 1990 and the Vocational Rehabilitation Act of 1973. Annie Janarone is Center for Educational Access director.
Sometimes they may not choose to come to the University of Arkansas or another, you know, equivalent large university because it is so large. And this program, I think, is going to shrink the university for them, if you will, so that they get a lot more individualized attention. And I think some of those students that may have chosen to go to a different university will look at us again and say, wow, okay, we've got a program here. This could be a really good fit for my needs.
For both students with autism or Asperger's syndrome, a less severe form of autism, because many are simply not neurologically wired to read and build upon social cues or follow the pack, as it were, program staff will instruct students on how to interact in the typical college classroom. Autism Support Program Director Aliza Green.
Yeah, I think that will be one of our big concerns, is what is appropriate behavior in a classroom, and trying to help our students behave in an appropriate way, but also to educate faculty here on campus about what they might expect from a kid who has developed in a different way, in an atypical social way, so that maybe there can be a bit of forgiveness and understanding if a student is behaving in a way that seems odd or atypical.
People with autism are all extremely different, but by and large, they tend to be very self-consumed, hold a fixed set of opinions, an even more fixed set of interests, and maybe, in some cases, extremely intelligent to the point of being savant. Many are socially awkward, may speak in monotone, sometimes with unrestrained modulation.
So autism is a spectrum disorder, and there are kids, obviously, who are quite high functioning on the spectrum and kids who are lower functioning on the spectrum. I would say that the primary difficulty, the most common difficulty, is that of social interaction, sort of not understanding the rules of the social world. It's not a lack of interest in the social world necessarily, and it's not a lack of empathy or kindness or anything like that, but it's a lack of an inability to sort of read between the lines. And I think that for many kids on the autism spectrum, they understand that they're missing something. They know that there's something that the rest of the world understands that they don't understand. So that creates high anxiety. So we see a lot of anxious behavior in kids with autism. They know they don't understand the world, but they don't know why they don't understand it, and they don't know what to do to try to understand it. And that's why we see, I think, a struggle for wanting things to be the same and predictable all the time. So a change of schedule is very anxiety-producing. If you don't understand kind of the way the world works, you want it to remain the same, at least that you can understand. So we see other kinds of symptoms in kids with autism. And I think that there's a struggle to get along in the world, to understand other people, and that takes a lot of time, a lot of concentration, and so some other skills may not develop along the way.
Conversely, people with autism may be quite talented, gifted, or just really fascinating. Aliza Green knows this firsthand because she has an autistic son.
There are so many things that are wonderful about kids with autism, and it's hard for me to describe it, because if you've seen one kid with autism, you've seen one kid with autism, and they vary just as everybody else does. But a lot of children with autism might have splinter skills where they're really, really good at a particular thing, really good at math, really good memory skills. My son, who's on the spectrum, has really good math skills and really good memory skills.
And Dr. Green's son initially did not converse much.
My son is a junior at Fayetteville High School. He is doing extraordinarily well. His development was certainly quite atypical. He went to a special school for a while. We did a variety of therapies with him when he was younger, lots of speech, social skills, occupational therapy, all kinds of things, behavioral kinds of interventions. And as he's gotten older, he has been enrolled in regular education for years. He's doing remarkably well. And I think a program like this one will be ideal for a kid like him. He is tenacious. He is hardworking. He is lovable. He does what his teachers ask him to do. But I think without this extra support, I think college would be extremely difficult for him.
The UA's new autism support program will employ trained graduate students as academic coaches, plus rehab and counseling grad students as mentors, along with upperclassmen speech-language students.
The plan at this point is that there'll be sort of three arms of service: an academic arm, sort of an independent living kind of arm, and social skills arm of service. So the academic stuff will be content tutoring if a student needs it, certainly a lot of organizational time management kind of help with making sure that they are getting their assignments in on time, making sure that they're interpreting the assignment correctly, that they are answering the question that has been asked of the paper or whatever it might be. And as I mentioned, communicating with instructors, planning for classes, whatever they might want to take for their particular major, working with their advisors if need be. So there's a pretty strong academic arm, and that will be the bulk of the service. We also hope that our students will have a very typical college experience and live in the dorms if they so choose, participate in clubs and extracurricular activities, and we will facilitate those things as well. So we're working with the housing folks who've been extremely supportive and looking to reserve some single rooms for our students, which we think would be best. But we won't require that of our students. If they choose to live with a roommate, then we'll help them with that relationship.
And academic coaches will coach the enrolled students on the college life.
We want our students to have full-fledged Razorback experiences, be just like everybody else here on campus, and take advantage of every opportunity. But also, we anticipate doing our own social activities with the students who are part of our program. And we will likely have, it's our hope and plan to have a drop-in space where kids might come during those downtime hours to do work and hang out and socialize, that will be just for our students in the program.
The program is modeled after a similar one at Pace University in New York City. Only a few four-year colleges offer such intensive support, up to 20 hours a week. And the program does require an additional fee above and beyond tuition, room, and board. Of the 18 or so self-identified autistic students enrolled at the U of A, none were available to talk about their experience thus far. nor about the new support program, which starts up next fall. But once it's in place, we plan to shadow one of the students to check in. Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.